Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fence side. It ain't the left side.
Thank you, Solo D. Welcome to another episode of On the Fence Side here with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and on Spotify. I'm Brian Kat, NFL. Paul is Fanatic underscore Pick. The Dolphins make quite an interesting selection in the sixth round with LSU long snapper Blake Ferguson. And I'm sure I had the same opinion everybody else did it with this spot here, Paul. Long snapper, I mean, can't we find one of these guys off the street?
I would agree with you, and initially I did. And it was funny, I was doing live stream for this pick, and I just kind of went, didn't do a whole lot of research on long snappers. So I'm going to have to get back to you guys, but I'm a little mystified by the pick. But once I jumped on the presser with Blake, and by the way, I will tell you, I give his Ed Orgeron impression an A+. It's phenomenal. The fact that his brother Reed is playing for the Buffalo Bills, and he succeeded his brother Reed at LSU. So basically, for the first time in about 8 years this coming season, LSU is not going to have a Ferguson as the long snapper. Blake's a guy that in high school realized he wasn't going to be able to be a linebacker or a tight end at the next level, but carved a role out for himself following in his brother Reed's footsteps and learning to long snap and putting emphasis on it and going to camps for it. And, you know, not only did he do that, but Reed's special teams coach up in Buffalo for a couple of years at least was Danny Frostner, who's the Dolphins special teams coordinator. And Blake spent time up there. He got to know Danny Crossman. Danny Crossman got to know him. And I'm pretty sure he got some tips from Crossman as well. So, you know, as Blake put it, Danny Crossman knows that the Fergusons are a great group of snappers. That's how he put it. And I laughed a little bit. But, you know, he's familiar with him. And it made this pick make a lot more sense because I wouldn't be shocked at all if Danny Crossman went into Chris Greer's Zoom meeting, went into Brian Flores' Zoom meeting, and basically said, hey, look, you guys are going to think I'm crazy here. I like Tabor Pepper. I do. But Blake Ferguson out of LSU, I'm very familiar with. I think he can come in and challenge and be our, you know, the new age John Denny who looks like Thor this time around. And be that starter at long snapper that we don't have to worry about for the next 15 years if we bring him in. So given the familiarity Danny Crossman has with him, I think that was a big driver for this pick here in the sixth round.
Well, Paul, like I said beforehand, I'm relying on you a lot more for this one because that is a lot of great info on a long snapper. So kudos to you on that. And I was, other than knowing that his brother is still a long snapper for the Bills, I didn't know a whole heck of a lot about the guy. I knew who he was. So that's a compliment in itself, where I always knew who Blake Ferguson was. And in reading scouting reports, they said that this is one of the leaders in the locker room as a long snapper for LSU, who just had 15 players selected. And I'm right there with you too. I mean, if you're talking about a guy who is going to be here for 15 years. And that's not a stretch. John Denny was here for that long. And you look at a lot of long snappers in the league, some of them are in their high 30s. So if that's the case, then he's every bit worth, you know, a mid sixth round selection here in the 2020 draft when you have a lot of draft picks. So he's not only going to be on your 53 man roster, he's also going to be on your active 45 man roster. And if he has the personality and the leadership and he's a good guy to have in there too, then I certainly can't argue with the pick here.
Yeah, and one thing I'll just add real quick is you look across these draft picks, you look across free agency, you see teams year in and year out that don't put a huge emphasis on special teams. That is not true of Brian Flores and Chris Greer. You know, it's there are so many of these players, like even an offensive lineman that blocked a couple of kicks that Miami drafted. You know, Jason Strobridge, who blocked a couple of kicks. You know, you look around and, you know, you've got gunners on special teams. You got a number of guys that can return punts, can return kickoffs. You know, you've got these guys that are going to serve multiple roles, so you've got even more flexibility with your game day roster when it comes to the guys that Miami's bringing in.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's, I think, a very common trait on these Patriots rosters and what Brian Flores is trying to build here is it's not just about having these great athletes with high upside on your active 45-man roster. It's also about having 45 players who can step in at any time and play at a level where you're not seeing any sort of drop-off. So, yeah, I mean, I think that this makes total sense, even with a long snapper. And also, too, if you think this is high to draft one, back in 2015, the Patriots, like you mentioned, they drafted Joe Cardona, I believe his name is, in the fifth round. And he's still the Patriots' long snapper, and I bet he'll be their long snapper until 2030. So it's, you know, I expect this guy to be on the team here for a long time. And that's going to do it for our
– And I'll give it a B off the rip, but drafting a long snapper is one of those positions where the longer he's here and the more effective he does his job, the higher that grade creeps up for me. So
I'm going to give it a B+, and I think this is the first time of all these draft picks I'm giving, even though we like the draft overall, that I'm going to give a higher grade, and it's a long snapper.
Second, you gave me a higher grade. You gave a higher grade on Tua.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's Tua and the long snapper. And we still have one
to go.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Blake can go out and play a little bit of tight end or get on just for a goof in a blowout game, get on the field and play some fullback or something too. So, I give this a B+ here, and that will do it for our breakdown of long snapper Blake Ferguson, drafted in the middle of the sixth round out of LSU. I'm Brian Cat NFL, Paulus Fanatic _pick on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the fin side. Solo D, take us home.
It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side. Fin side. It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side. Listen, Dolphins fans across the land all tuning in to see what Brian Cat and Paul about to do.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.